来读几段的圣经。
Let's read a few passages from the Bible.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah 6.
到第五节
From verses 1 to 5
以赛亚书第六章第一到第五节
Isaiah 6, 1 to 5
当乌西亚王崩的那年我见主坐在高高的宝座上他的衣裳随下遮满圣殿其上有撒拉佛侍立各有六个翅膀用两个翅膀遮脸两个翅膀遮脚两个翅膀飞翔彼此呼喊说圣哉圣哉圣哉万军之耶和华他的荣光充满全地因呼喊者的声音门殿的根基震动殿充满了烟云那时我说祸哉我灭亡了因为我是嘴唇不洁的人又住在嘴唇不洁的民中又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华
In the year that King Uzziah died I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up and his train filled the templeAbove it stood the seraphim, each one had six wings, and twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved, and the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I,Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar.
第八节我又听见主的声音说我可以差遣谁呢谁肯为我们去呢我说我在这里请差遣我
Verse 8 Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying Whom shall I send and who will go for us Then said I Here am I Send me
翻到启示录第一章
And let's turn to Revelation 1
启示录第一章第十二节。
1:12。
圣经最后一卷书，启示录第一章第十二节。
The last book in the Bible, Revelation 1:12。
我们读到第十八节。
We'll read from 12 to 18.
我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子。身穿长衣直垂到脚胸间束作金带他的头与发皆白白如白羊毛如雪眼目如同火焰脚好像在炉中炼霞炼光明的铜声音如同重水的声音他右手拿着七星从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑面貌如同烈日发光我一看见就扑倒在他脚前像死了一样他用右手按着我说不要惧怕我是首先的我是末后的又是那存活的我曾死过现在又活了直活到永永远远并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙
And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me and being turned I saw seven golden candlesticks and in the midst of the sevencandlestick one like unto the son of man clothed with a garment down to the foot and girded about the paps with a golden girdle his head and his hairs were white like wool as white as snow and his eyes were as a flame of fire and his feet like unto fine brass as if they burned in a furnace and his voice as the sound of many waters and he had in his right hand seven starsAnd out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. I am the first and the last. I am that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts 7.
五十四节，我们读到第六十节。
From 54 to 60.
众人听见这话就极其恼怒，向斯提凡咬牙切齿，但斯提凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边，就说：我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。众人大声喊叫，捂着耳朵，其声音涌上前去，把他推到城外，用石头打他。做见证的人把衣裳放在一个少年人名叫扫罗的脚前。他们正用石头打的时候，斯提凡呼吁主说：求主耶稣接收我的灵魂。又跪下大声喊着说：主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。说了这话就睡了。扫罗也喜悦他被害。
When they heard these things, they were cut to their heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him, and witnesses laid down their clothes at the young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews 11.
十三到第十六节。
13 to 16.
希伯来书十一章十三到第十六节。
Hebrews 11, 13 to 16.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。说神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
These they all died in faith. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they had say such things, declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country that is heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared for them a city.
以弗所书第一章十七节。
Ephesians 1:17.
以弗所书第一章十七节。
Ephesians 1:17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
我还要再读两段圣经哈，出埃及记第三十三章。
Exodus 33.
旧约的出埃及记第三十三章。
Old Testament, Exodus 33.
圣经第二卷书哈，出埃及记第三十三章。第十八节。
Second book of the Bible, Exodus 33.
18.
18.
三十三章第十八节。
18.
33:18.
Yeah, 33:18.
摩西说，求你显出你的荣耀给我看。
And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory.
摩西对神说，求你显出你的荣耀给我看。
Moses asked the Lord, says, saying, I beseech thee, show me thy glory.
最后我们读一节，在诗篇八十六篇。
And then the last one is from Psalm 86.
诗篇八十六篇第十二节。
Psalm 86:12.
主我的神啊，我要一心称谢你，我要荣耀你的名，直到永远。
I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore.
主啊，我的神啊，我要一心称谢你，我要荣耀你的名，直到永远。
I will praise thee, Lord, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore.
这次的西岸特会。
This time the West Coast Conference.
一开始就是给问题。
It started with questions.
那到结束的时候也是问题。
And then ended also with questions.
江弟兄结束的时候问了几个问题。
Brother Kong ended with a few questions.
他说你成为基督徒你觉得辛苦吗？
Do you think that being a Christian is hard?
我们已经听完十一堂的信息了。
We have listened to 11 messages.
他最后问一个问题说你认为你成为基督徒你辛苦吗？
Do you think that being a Christian is hard?
他那天一开始问三个问题。
He started with three questions.
你今天如何活着？
Today, how do you live?
你今天为谁而活？
Who are you living for?
你今天活着的目的是什么？
And what is the purpose of living?
我们值得想一想。
We need to ponder about this.
当我们知道我们要转过来的时候，我们都是为主而活。
When we want to turn around and say we're living for the Lord,
我们主日学学生都会回答这个问题。
Of course, even Sunday school kids can answer this question.
但是我们真正问我们自己，你是为什么活着？
But when we truly ask ourselves, why are you living?
你是为着许多的成就而活着。
Are you living for a lot of achievement?
你为着一些名利而活着。
Are you living for your namesake?
我是为谁活着。
Who are you living for?
我们说为我家人我孩子活着。
I'm living, maybe you say, I'm living for my kids, for my family.
可能最重要我还是为自己活着。
Or really, your most important is living for yourself.
你活着的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of your living?
我们值得想一想。
We need to think about this question.
所以江弟兄103岁在最后一堂的聚会里面一开始给了三个问题。
So Brother Kong, who is 103 years old, at the end of this message, asked these three questions.
我们要问我们自己，我们如何回答这三个问题。
We need to ask ourselves, how are we responding to these three questions?
我这次聚会有两个影响我就是一听到就给我好好思想的问题。
There were two questions that after I heard them, I really think about them.
刚刚那三个不是。
Those were not the three.
有一个我周五晚上交通了。
One I already shared Friday night.
另外一个是他第一堂讲 ，Dana 弟兄第一堂讲的。
The other question was the one that Dana mentioned.
许多人都交通了。
And many mentioned it.
他上讲台没多久，他就问：“你看过神的荣耀吗？”
After he was in the podium, he asked this question: "Have you seen His glory?"
哎，这个问题啊，我认在那里的。
I was kind of stumped there.
哎，我在服侍主，我算是个传道人。你一个问题问我看过神的荣耀吗？
I am serving the Lord. I'm considered a minister of the Lord. And you ask me, have I seen His glory?
如果没有，我站在这里干嘛？
If I have not seen that, what am I doing here?
那我如果说有，我真的有吗？
If I say yes, have I really seen?
这个问题把我扔住了。
This question really stumped me.
如果有人问我，你经历过主吗？
If people ask me, have you experienced
the Lord? 我经历过主。
I will say yes, I've experienced it.
但是他问你 你见过神的荣耀吗？
But he asked, have you seen the glory of God?
我就要想，我见过神的荣耀吗？
Then I have to ask myself, have I seen the glory of God?
我坐在哪里，我对自己说，我信得过我所信的主。
I say to myself, I can believe whom I believe.
我能够说我所信的主是一位又真又活的主。
I can say that the God whom I believe is real and living.
但是我见过他的荣耀吗？
But have I seen his glory?
我就想到，因为他引到我们刚才也读过，约翰见过神的荣耀，主的荣耀。
Then I thought of, and he referenced John saying, I've seen his glory.
我就在想，约翰一生里面见过四次不同形态出现的耶稣。
John in his lifetime saw four sides of the Lord Jesus.
3.5年他跟耶稣一直在耶稣旁边。
3.5 years he was beside Lord Jesus.
他见过一个形态一个耶稣。
He saw one side of Jesus.
第二个，主耶稣登山了。
And then Jesus was on the mountain.
只带三个门徒上去。
He only brought three disciples.
约翰是其中一个。
John was one of the disciples.
我们圣经告诉我们说，耶稣变了形象。
We know that there was a transfiguration of our Lord Jesus.
他说脸面都如日头这么白。
He was as bright as the sun.
他说衣裳也洁白如光。
He had this white, bright garment.
三个门徒打盹睡着了。
But those three disciples were sleeping.
那醒过来就吓死了。
And after they awakened, they were scared.
彼得还给意见说见三周棚，因为看到摩西跟以利亚也在那里。
But Peter even gave a suggestion to build three tents.
但神打叉了那个，他说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
But God interrupted and said that this is my beloved son, you hear him.
这是第二个约翰看过耶稣的。
This is the second side of Jesus that John saw.
第三个是耶稣从死里复活了。
The third was when Jesus resurrected from the dead.
没有人认得耶稣。
Nobody recognized Jesus.
莫大拉玛利亚应该跟耶稣很熟的，也不知道跟他讲话的就是复活的耶稣。
Even Mary Magdalene didn't recognize the resurrected Lord Jesus.
两个往以马忤失的路上的门徒一直走到主擘开饼了才认出这个是耶稣。
The two disciples along the way of Emmaus didn't recognize our Lord either until he broke the bread.
换句话说，主从死里复活，跟他本来肉身活着的样子变了。
And so we know that the Lord who has resurrected was different now.
我们刚刚读的启示录第一章。
Then in Revelation chapter 1 we just read.
约翰看到的主使他扑倒在地的。
The Lord whom John saw led him to fell on his face dead.
前三个没有让他扑倒的。
The three that Lord sight of the Lord he saw did not let him fall on his face to death.
直到第四个，他看到主的样子，他扑倒在地。
But the final seeing of the Lord led him to fall down as if dead.
我就在想，看到神的荣耀，只有第四个才算。
I think that the only that last seeing of the Lord, that's the one that counts.
只有第四个看到主的那个才叫做荣耀，我会扑倒在地的。
That fourth seeing is really seeing the Lord that you can really fall on your face as dead.
Dana 弟兄跟我们说，你真的看到神的荣耀，你就好像死了一样。
And Brother Dana said, if you see his glory, you will be as dead.
所以我在问我自己。
So I ask myself,
我真的见过主的荣耀。
Have I really seen his glory?
我们知道死不是那个终点。
We know that death is not the end.
复活才是那个终点。
Resurrection is the end.
王弟兄跟我们说，约翰福音第三章十六节。
Brother Wang mentioned John 3:16.
神爱世人，将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡。我不讲了。
我以为你看我。 he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but
还没把这个王弟兄那天讲说，不是停在不知灭亡。
Well, he said that you don't just stop and will not perish.
如果只是不知灭亡，他就用自己，我老了 ，OK， 我又不能吃了，我这个一大堆病痛，那我可以长寿，我现在活到永永远远。他说我才不想活呢。
He said that now he's old, you know, does he really want to live forever? That's not really what he wants.
他说如果神的救恩只是不致灭亡我不要
If the salvation of the Lord is just that we don't perish I don't want that
他说我90岁了我仍不能吃因为他很爱吃以前这个现在不能吃所以啊，他觉得这个我今天如果可以活到永永远远那没啥意义
Well he's already 90 and now he cannot eat So maybe before he loves to eat So it's notMeaningful to live forever in that condition.
So you 发现神的话不停在那里，后面还有一句话叫反的勇士。
But then the word of the Lord does not stop there.
目的是要得着永生的。
The goal is to gain eternal life.
我们今天看到主的荣耀扑倒在地，死的不是目的，是能够活得过来。
So to see the glory of God and be falling down as dead is not the purpose, but To live again, that's the purpose.
所以换句话说，我们真的看过主的荣耀，我的生活与目标不可能没变的。
So if you have really seen the glory of God, it's not possible that your life and your purpose will not change.
所以我在思想，我一直在寻找，究竟圣经里面讲的荣耀有没有不同的荣耀？
And so I was seeking if in the Bible it said about different glories.
有没有不同层次的荣耀?
Is there different levels of glory?
有没有不同神的荣耀的彰显?
Is there different manifestation of the glory of God?
我就照着我所找的，我跟弟兄姊妹有点交通。
And so I want to share with you what I have found.
我们再读一点圣经，诗篇十九篇。
So let's read Psalm 19.
诗篇第十九篇。
Psalm 19.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇第十九篇第一节，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show his handiwork.
第一个，大自然在彰显神的荣耀。
The heavens and the nature show the glory of God.
我们看神所创造的天，我们能天与地，我们能够看到神的创造的奇妙。
When we see the creation of God, the heavens and the earth, we can see the amazing work of God, the glory of God in His creation.
罗马书第一章二十节告诉我们。
Romans 1:28.
他说：“自从造天地以来，神的永能与神性是明明可知的。”
It tells us that God that whatever God created show us Himself. It's obvious to us. It should be obvious.
你知道很多的朋友，他有一天发现神的创造的伟大，就看到自己的渺小。就开始真正来寻求主。
Many friends, when they see the glory of the creation and see their own smallness, then they would want God.
说大自然能够给我们看见他的荣耀。
So truly, the nature can let us see God's glory.
包括我们人的被造。
Including the creation of man.
我们人的被造是非常的。复杂与奇妙的。
The creation of man is very complicated and wonderful.
如果一个人真的如此去想的话，你会发现就会归荣耀给神。
If somebody really think about this, they will give glory to God.
所以对我来说，大自然能够认识、看见神的荣耀。
So truly, nature can help us to see God's glory.
但这个比较是 general to everybody， 就是。给所有人都一样的。
But this is given generally to everybody.
第二个，我们要从生活中能够看见神的荣耀。
Secondly, we have to see God's glory in our lives.
我们要在我们生活中很多的事情能够发现这是神做的，这不是我做的，而能够把荣耀归给神。
In our daily lives, we should be able to see this is God's work and give Him the glory. It's not of me, it's of the Lord.
我们很多时候我们没去想，就是说反正就是这样发生了。
Many times we don't think about it and we say, oh, it's just happened.
但是我们要好好想，在我生活中许多的事是神做的，而不是我做的。我能够把荣耀归给神吗？
But we need to know that these things in our daily lives are work of the Lord. And we need to give glory to the Lord.
圣经有很多例子，我没时间跟你们读，但我会讲一下。
There are many examples in the Bible. I will not read them, but I will let you know.
你知道圣经讲一个瘫子被四个人抬给拆了屋顶门送下去的。
We know there was a paralyzed man who was put down by the four friends before Jesus.
你知道当他能够拿起他的床铺起来走的时候，他归荣耀给神。
And when he can take his mat and stand up and walk, he gives glory to the Lord.
因为他经历一件事情，竟然可以医好我的。
Because he experienced this healing of the Lord.
第二个，他说他朋友，他旁边的人看到，也归荣耀给神。
And then the people, the friends around him also gave glory to the Lord.
他们不知道原来神能够给权柄给人医好人的。
Before they didn't know that God can give this authority of healing. People.
有一天主耶稣在安息日医好一个女人。
One day the Lord healed a woman during Sabbath.
这个女人被鬼附了18年。
This woman was possessed by demon for 18 years.
这个鬼使她腰直不起来，都弯着的。
The demon let her not be able to stand up straight.
圣经讲的这个主耶稣两个手就按在她身上，她就直起来。
And says that the Lord laid his hand on her and she was able to stand straight.
当她能够站起直起来之后，她就归荣耀给神。
And when she stands straight, then she gave glory to the Lord.
主耶稣钉在十字架上快断气的时候。
When the Lord was crucified and he was in his last breath.
我想应该是已经死的情景。
He was in a condition of death already.
他说地都黑暗了，殿里幔子也裂为两半。
Because the earth was darkened and the veil was split into half.
有个官，有个百夫长站在那里。
Then there was a centurion before him.
他看了这许多的景。
He saw this environment.
圣经记载，他就归荣耀给神，说这真是个义人。
And he gave glory to God and said, truly, this is a righteous man.
So, 我们在这里哈，我们要能够看见，在生活中，当然这些事可能很 dramatic, 我们很少经历。
Maybe these things that we mention are very dramatic and we don't necessarily experience them that way.
但是这个要告诉我们说，在生活中一些发生的事情，使我们能够知道神做的。
But it tells us that in our daily life there are many things that the Lord did and we should give glory to him.
我们今天很多人在传福音。
Today many of us are sharing the gospel.
有人信主。
Some people believe.
不要把功劳都归自己。
Don't take that as your toil and labor.
我带他信主。
Because it's me who help this person to believe.
加拉太书记载了保罗一个事情。
In Galatians, it recorded something that happened to Paul.
他见到耶路撒冷这些犹太的基督徒。
He saw the Jewish Christians in Jerusalem.
保罗在那里见证说，我以前是逼迫教会的。
And Paul testified that I used to persecute the church.
犹太信徒根本信不过我。
The Jewish, they don't believe me.
但是看到我今天在传扬我曾经残害过的真道， 他们就把荣耀归给神。
But now they saw that I preached the true gospel and they glorified God.
我们都常常在传福音。
Today we preach the gospel a lot.
我们这个是我们的生活了。
This is our life.
我们能够看到在人的得救上面，神得着荣耀。
We should see that in man's salvation, God gains the glory.
我们要问我们自己，在我们生活中有经历主，能够看见主在我们生活中做了一些事。
We should ask ourselves, have we seen how God works in our daily life?
还是我们看是看见了，还是我们觉得是巧合？
Maybe we've seen, but we think that they're just coincidence.
没错，我去祷告了，不，我不祷告也会成就的。
Maybe we think, oh yes, indeed I prayed, but if I didn't pray, it will still happen.
或者我说反正就应该好的。
Or maybe we think, oh, it should have happened that way.
我们来读一节圣经，一个圣经哈，路加福音第十七章。
Let's read Luke 17.
路加福音第十七章。
Luke 17.
这里讲到主耶稣这个从十一节十九节我不会全读哈，说主耶稣医好十个长大麻风的。
Here it says the Lord healed the 10 lepers.
我们要问啊，十个都医好。
We asked, all 10 were healed.
你是其中一个 leper, 你是其中一个长大麻风的。
And you're one of the lepers.
你感谢主吗？
Do you thank the Lord?
你会回来称颂主吗？
Would you come back and praise him?
这里说十个只回来了一个。
Out of 10, only one returned.
只有一个人，这个第十五节。内中有一个见自己好了就回来大声归荣耀与神，又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。
And one of them when he saw he was healed turned back and with a loud voice glorified God.
这个十七节耶稣说洁净了不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里？
And Jesus answering said were there not 10 cleansed but where are the 9?
那九个不会看到神的荣耀。
The 9 cannot see the glory of God.
因为 take it for granted, 这个字反正主就应该医我。
Because they took it for granted.
你知道我们常常怪主说主你为什么帮他不帮我，主你本来就该帮我的。
We blame the Lord. Why do you help this person and not me? You should help me.
主欠我的，你帮他，你不帮我，你不公平，你欠我的。
Lord, you owe me. You are indebted to me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看不见神的荣耀在生活中，因为我们 take it for granted， 我们以为就必须如此做的。
We cannot see the glory of God in our daily lives because we think that those things should have happened that way.
罗马书讲到世人，第一章讲到世人。
Romans 1 talked about worldly people.
他说世人虽然知道神，却不当他是神。荣耀他。
The people of the world, even though they know he's God, they do not glorify him as God.
换句话说，他不把神当神。
That is, you don't treat God as God.
有后果的。
And there is a consequence.
那个后果是他的思念变成虚妄。
And that is that their mind becomes in vain.
无知的心就昏暗。
And then their hearts are darkened.
思想开始偏了
，and their mind went astray，
就变得自称为聪明，却成为愚蠢。
They think they're wise, but actually they're foolish。
因为他们不把神当神，就变成是愚昧的。
Because they do not regard God as God, and so they become foolish。
我们看一节圣经，《使徒行传》第十二章。
Let's turn to Acts 12。
《使徒行传》第十二章。
Act 12.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
我们读到二十三节哈。
To 23.
希律在所定的日子，穿上朝服，坐在位上，对他们讲论了一番。百姓喊着说：“这是神的声音，不是人的声音。”希律不归荣耀给神，所以主的使者立刻罚他。 他被虫子所咬，气就绝了。
And upon a set day, Herod arrayed in royal apparel sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, It is the voice of a God and not of a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost.
这里明说希律不把荣耀归给神。
This is very clear. It says, he gave not God the glory.
你发现这个他知道这是神在说话。
Herod knows it is God who was speaking.
他旁边的人都知道这不是希律你可以讲出这些话来的。
And even other people know that this word is not out of Herod, but out of God.
他要把荣耀归给自己。
But Herod wants to give glory to himself.
他不把荣耀归给神。
He does not want to give God the glory.
他的结局就死了。
And so the end for him is death.
虫子咬他就死了。
He was eaten of worms.
我们今天听到很多 bacteria 不发生的都会死人。
Today we hear about many bacteria that can kill people.
最近我听两个吞口都有关的。
They were related to dogs, the bacteria.
他说一个狗就舔他那个舔他的身体。
The dog like licked the person.
所以那个人手脚都切掉了。
And then the person's hand and feet have to be cut off.
因为有一个菌进去，他那天抵抗力没办法抵抗，就手脚没了。
Because that bacteria entered the person and his immune system was weak and so.
另外一个也是被舔脸了。
The other one, the dog licked his face.
两天后死了。
And 2 days after he died.
因为我们不知道我们里面的这个抗体究竟那时候好还是不好。
We do not know our immune system whether it's good or not.
那时候是强还是弱。
Whether it's strong or weak.
他们那时候刚好是弱的时候。
Well, right that time they were weak.
这结果是蛮可怕的。
And so it was a scary ending for them.
我们今天要当我们知道是神做的
If today we know that it is the work of God
我们要懂得把荣耀归给神
Then we need to give glory to God
不要把荣耀归给自己
Don't give the glory to yourself
你把荣耀归给自己真的蛮危险的
If you give glory to yourself it is very dangerous
圣经告诉我们说我们基督徒在地上
God said thatThe Bible said that we Christians here on earth
常常有神迹奇事随着我们
There are miracles and wonderful things that kind of go with us
如果我们能够一直看到我们一直感谢赞美归荣耀给神
If we know how to thank and glorify God
一定会改变我们的脚步的
It will change our steps
一定是因着我们有这个认识有这个看见我们走的路就不同了
Because of what we know and what we see the way that we walk will be different
说不要小看我们生活中发生的事情
So don't ever belittle the things that happen in your daily lives
第三个
Then the third one
我们翻到约翰福音
Let's turn to John
约翰福音第十一章
John 11
约翰福音第十一章第四第十第三第四节。
John 11, 3 and 4.
他姐妹马大玛利亚两个打发人去见耶稣说主啊你所爱的人病耶稣听见就说这并不至于死乃是为神的荣耀叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
Therefore his sisters, this is Mary and Martha, sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of Man might be glorified thereby.
39, 40.
And then 39, 40.
耶稣说，你们把石头挪开。那死人的姐姐马大对他说，主啊。他现在必是臭了因为他死了已经四天了耶稣说我不是对你说过你若信就必看见神的荣耀
Jesus said, take you away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he seems, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou would believe, thou should see the glory of God.
第三个, 在信心中看到神的荣耀。
The third is that in faith we see his glory.
我们什么时候会我们运用我们的信心呢?
When we exercise our faith,
是当我们无望的时候。
It's when we are hopeless.
我们已经到绝路。
We are at the end of our wits.
我们只有来到主面前。 发现当我运用信心的时候，就成就了这个事了。And
then we come before the Lord, exercise our faith, and then He fulfills.
你要知道，这个跟前面生活中的有一个差别。This
is a little different from the one we mentioned about things happen in our daily lives.
在生活中那个是被动的。The
thing that happened in our daily lives is passive.
因为主实在怜悯我们，让事情能够为我们效力，使我们还顺。
Because the Lord in His mercy let things be smooth for us, and so that's passive.
在信心的当中是主动的，是我真的到主面前向他呼求，而主成就。
But in the with regards to exercising our faith is active. We go before the Lord, cry out to the Lord.
拉撒路从死里复活。
Now Lazarus was resurrected from the dead.
我们发现这个。 主自己成就一件事，主就得荣耀。God
accomplished this, and He gained the glory.
这个拉撒路两个姐姐也看见主的荣耀。And
Lazarus' sister, they also saw the glory of God.
一定要运用信心，四天了，真的臭了。They
really have to exercise their faith because he was dead 4 days. He already stinks.
我常常喜欢用佐治·穆勒的例子。
I like to use the example of George Mueller.
他在海上有大雾，船长跟他说，这里要停几天，走不了。He
was on the sea and there was great fog, and the captain told him, "We will be delayed for days."
他说我们去祷告，主一定要解决这件事。But
he said, "We pray, and God will deal with this thing."
从他的见证里面，大概10分钟的时间去雾全散。
In his testimony, within 10 minutes, the fog disappeared.
他开孤儿院,
he operated orphanages.
多吃到吃饭, 没东西吃的。
Many times, just before the meal, they don't have anything in their table.
他的管家跟他说, 没东西吃, 200多个学生怎么活啊? 他说, 就摆桌子, 坐在那里。
And the housekeeper said, what's going to happen? You have 200 some kids. But he said, just set the table.
当要吃饭的时间,门铃响。
And right before the meal, the doorbell rang.
就是有人把食物送来的。
Then people sent food to them.
这个,他因着运用信心,能够看到神的荣耀。
Because he exercised faith, he can see the glory of God.
那些孤儿也看到神的荣耀。
And the orphans also see the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们运用信心的话, 别人能够从我们身上看到你所信的神是真的。
If you exercise faith, other people can see that the God you believe in is real and alive.
我们常常运用信心, 我们是常常把荣耀归给神的。
If we often exercise faith, then we often give glory to God.
圣经告诉我们说, 神也因此得荣耀。
And because of that, God is glorified.
所以我们主也告诉我们要因信而活。
Now the Lord said that we should live by faith.
当我们能够因信而活, 我们能够在我们身上常有神的作为。
If we can live by faith, then in our lives there will be the handiwork of God.
所以在信心中看到神的荣耀, 那就是看到神的作为。
So if we see the glory of God by faith, in faith, then we see His handiwork in our lives.
我们看到神的作为, 我们的脚步, 我们的方向就会改变。
If we see His handiwork, our steps, our direction will change.
第四点,
then the fourth point,
在启示中, 看到神的荣耀。
in Revelation, we see his glory.
我们看到后面这些提到在启示里面意象里面看到神的荣耀都是看到我们的主在天上。
In Revelation, when we see his glory, we should see that the Lord up in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须求主给我们有启示的。
We need to ask the Lord that we have revelation.
我们上礼拜我们赵鹏弟兄的交通啊，他说我们一般讲的明白就是只是知道，还不至于说我看见有启示了。
Last week, our brother Zhao Peng, when he said that when we say we understand, we just know.
我们有启示的话，那是从里面真知道的。
If it is by revelation, it is knowing within.
我们刚刚开始，我要给大家读了几段这个有启示的几个人的他们的见证。
When we began, we read a few of the testimony of people who had revelation.
斯提凡他讲了一篇道，讲了犹太人的历史，到最后全部人听的都反他。
Stephen spoke a message about the history of the Jews, and at the end, everybody was up against him.
他在那个情况里面，他我定睛望天，我看到神的荣耀，天就向我开了。
But in that circumstance, he lift up his head, he saw the heaven opens to him.
他说我看到耶稣站在神的右边。
He saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God.
你知道这个看见里面何等的踏实。
This revelation is so real within.
以致当他们用石头要丢他的时候，他对主说接收我的灵魂。
And so when they were going to stone him, he said, Lord, receive my spirit.
什么让我们里面的力量会起来？因为我看到真正在荣耀中的基督。
What is it that will strengthen us in our spirit? It is when we see our glorious Lord.
我常常传福音，我用这个例，用过一个例子。
When I preach the gospel, I usually use this example.
在罗马帝国迫害基督徒的那段时间，
When the Roman Empire was persecuting the Christians,
罗马有个百夫长，他正在要处死40个基督徒。
There was a centurion, he was going to be executing 40 Christians.
这个命令是他来执行的。
This command was supposed to be exercised by him.
要他们脱光衣服，走到冰天雪地的湖里面冷死。
They have to take off their clothes and they have to walk on ice and die in cold.
所以他们四十个人，他们就往湖里面走。
And so those 40 Christians, they headed towards that lake.
他们一直走，一直唱诗歌。
And while they were walking towards the lake, they were singing hymns.
我不知道他们是不是在唱 Marching to Zion.
I don't know if they were singing Marching to Zion.
因为会死了。
Because they're gonna die.
这是他们最后一口气在地上。
It is basically their last breath on earth.
一直唱，一直往前面走，全黑了，看不见了。
So they kept singing and they kept going forward and it was in darkness.
这个百夫长却在空中看了好多的光圈在那里。
And yet, this centurion saw in heaven this bright light.
他觉得非常稀奇。
He was totally amazed.
他是一个不信主的人。
He is not a believer in the Lord.
他亲眼看到那些光圈在每个人头上，因为天都黑的，看不到人的。
And yet he see those bright crowns on the head of those people. But he didn't see the people.
他突然间听不到歌声了。
And then he can't hear any hymn singing anymore.
他就想全部一起死啊。
He thought, oh, they all died together.
不可能一起同时间死的。
It's not possible to die all at the same moment.
就在想什么事情发生了。
So what had happened?
过了一会。
After a while,
他终于月光底下看到有人爬回来。
He saw under the light somebody crawl back.
因为命令就是只要你否定信仰，回来活。
Because the command was, if you deny your faith, you can live. And so this one person crawled back.
这个百夫长就对这个人说。
And this centurion said to this person,
You fool, 你这个愚笨的人。
You fool.
如果你看到我刚看见的，你绝对不回来的。
If you saw what I see, then you will not crawl back.
这个百夫长脱光他的衣服走出去了。
And this centurion, he took off his clothes and he went forward.
当他遇到那三十九个人之后，歌声又响起来。
And when he met those 39 people, the singing is recovered.
一个人看到神的荣耀，地上没什么在抓住。
If you see the glory of God, there will be nothing on earth that will capture you.
那天的救，他那天就上命。
So that day he believed and was saved and was also martyred.
他这个跟那个强盗那天得救而上命又不同的。
He is very different from the robber who got saved on the
cross. 那个强盗已经挂在那里了。
The robber was already on the cross.
神的怜悯给他在断气之前信主。
But it is the mercy of God who let him be saved before his last breath.
这个百夫长是主动选择，我用行动告诉天上地上灵界活人，我是属神的人。
But the centurion is active in choosing and telling people that he wants this, he saw the glory of God.
我们刚刚读过以赛亚。
We have read the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚是王族的人。
Isaiah is part of the
royalty. 他跟乌西亚这个他们是有关系的。
He was related to Uzziah.
圣经告诉我们说乌西亚是一个好王。
We know from the Bible that Uzziah is a good king.
乌西亚恢复了许多的律例典章。
Because he recovered a lot of the statutes.
所以以赛亚非常仰慕乌西亚王。
And so Isaiah really looked up to King Uzziah.
但是那一天，以赛亚书第六章记载，乌西亚崩。突然间死了。
But it was recorded in the book of Isaiah when King Uzziah died.
你想想以赛亚想思想里面，犹大国完了。
So in the mind of Isaiah, that means the end of Judah.
神啊，这么好的王也没了。
Because such a good king is gone.
我们犹大国还有望吗？
Kingdom of Judah will not have any hope anymore.
就在这个时候，神开他的眼。
But it was at this moment that God opened his eyes.
在他最难过、最伤心的时候、最无望的时候，他看到主在高高坐在宝座上。
When he was very sad and hopeless, he saw the Lord upon the throne up in heaven.
他看见了这个，他就突然间有个回应，我是嘴唇不洁，也住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
And he responded with, I am a man of unclean lips, living among people of unclean lips.
你知道，这个改变了以赛亚。
And this changed Isaiah's whole life.
他后面就听到主的呼召。
And after that, he heard the call of the Lord.
他听到一个呼召说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
He heard, whom can I send? Who can go for us?
他回答，我在这里，请差遣我。
And then he said, here am I, send me.
你知道这次西安聚会讲到我们都应该有个心愿成为贵重的器皿。
In the West Coast Conference, it says we should want to be vessels of honor.
贵器皿不是自己主动的吗？这个我们要主人要用我们才行。
A vessel does not start and move by itself. It is the master who wants to use.
我们可以把心愿给主看，我在这里，请差遣。
We can give our hearts to the Lord and said, "Here am I, send me."
在主用不用，还在主的手中。
But whether He will use us or not is in His hands.
我们的主今天很多工作没人可用。
There are many works today, but the Lord cannot find people to do them.
很多人在做工是不听他差使的。
Many are working, but they have not listened to His
sending. 只做我们想做的事。
They just do what they want to do.
但主有很多的事是要有人听他差使才能够做的。
But there are many works of the Lord. He's waiting for somebody to hear Him, and He will send them.
只有一个人看到在启示中看见神的荣耀，这个人能够被主来差使。
But then there's only one who sees the glory of God, and he was sent forth by God.
你知道这个主持人以赛亚讲了好多后来的预言。
And we know that Isaiah prophesied many things to come.
我们这次聚会用了约翰。
In our meeting this time, we used John.
他被100岁了，还关在拔摩海岛。
He was about 100 and he was exiled in Patmos.
你发现他不记挂自己，他记挂小亚细亚的众教会的情况。
You see, he was not concerned about himself, but his heart was concerned about the churches in Asia Minor.
弟兄姊妹，我们想被主用，你不可能整天只看自己的。
If we want to be used by the Lord, we cannot be focusing on ourselves
all the time.
We have to be thinking about the work of the Lord.
能够被主用上，你要知道这是付了代价才能够看到这个意象，这个启示的。
To be used by the Lord, we have to carry our burden and then we can see His glory.
如果我们都怕付代价的话，那你一辈子都不会看见。
If we're not willing to pay the price, we will never see Him.
亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
他到死的那天都没他看见那座城。
Even when the day he died, he did not see that city.
刚刚伯饼最后一首诗歌在那边，在那边。
The last hymn in the breaking of the bread says, "Over there."
我的家乡就在那边。
Over there, that's where my home is.
弟兄姊妹，我们要真的能够看到我家乡在那边。
We really have to see that is where our home is.
我现在每周会跟我妈。跟我爸视频。
I talk to my parents every week.
我妈现在九十六岁。
My mom is already 96 years old.
她常会跟我说，如果哪一天你发现我不在，我回天家了。
And he said, and she would tell me that if one day you discovered I'm not around, then I'm home in heaven.
你不要为我难过。
You don't have to be sad for me.
不应该难过。
You're not supposed to be sad.
他说我回天家了。
Because I'm back to the heavenly home.
我们知道我的家乡在那边。
We know that our home is over there.
知道，每个都知道。
Of course, every one of us know.
从里面看见，差太远了。
But to really see from within is totally different.
说对我来说。这一个我还在主面前寻求。
And so to me, I'm still seeking before the Lord.
给我能够从启示中看到那个新耶路撒冷在那边。
That in Revelation, I can see the new Jerusalem is over there.
你要知道你真的看见 Dana 弟兄讲的亚伯拉罕 it cost his life. 他影响了他一生。
And Dana said that when Abraham saw that, it cost him his life.
外面的人看代价太大了，离开这么好的大房子，这 mansion 嘛，对吧？这跑出帐篷，我不管你的帐幕有多大，还是帐幕。
for people, they think, wow, he left his nice mansion and go live in a tent. No matter how good a tent it is still a tent.
得到也好，他到死都没得到。
And if he had gained that city, it would have been good, but he didn't even have it till he died.
我有时候想，我是他的家人。
If I were one of his family members,
我就问亚伯拉罕，有没有看错啊你？
I might ask Abraham, did you see incorrectly?
哎，你等很久了，我们要不要回去啊？那边有冷气，这边没有。
We've waited for a long time. Let's go back to where there's air conditioning.
我们没看见的人会整天问你有没有走错了。
We who have not seen it will keep asking, have you made a mistake?
因为全家人受你影响呢。
Because all of us, you know, are affected by your actions.
说弟兄姊妹，我们要看见是非常重要的一件事。
And so for us to really see is very important.
所以啊，我今天就是把这四个摆在弟兄姊妹面前。
And so today, I present these four sides to you.
在大自然中看见神的荣耀。
In nature, you see the glory of God.
在生活中看见神的荣耀。
In daily lives, you see the glory of God.
在信心中看见神的荣耀。
In faith, you see the glory of God.
但是对我来讲，更重要是在启示中看见神的荣耀。
But more importantly for me, it is seeing the glory of God in Revelation.
我们弟兄已经跟我们讲到新耶路撒冷城。
Our brother has said to us the new city of Jerusalem.
他说 ，That is our destiny. 那是我们的终点。
That new Jerusalem is our destiny.
你知道，当我们如果开个车不知道终点，你在浪费油啊，你知道吗？
If you're driving around and you do not know the destination, you're wasting gas.
因为你不知道在往哪里开。
Because you don't know where you're heading.
我现在跟朋友们说哈，你不知死，就焉知生。
If you don't know,
yeah, 你就不知道为什么活着。
Okay, so if you do not know death, then you don't know what it means to be alive.
这个我也不知道孔子是吧？不知生焉知死哈，我把它倒转好了。这个我们不知道你要死后去哪里，你怎么知道你现在活着干嘛
？But actually, if you do not know where you're heading after you die, then you do not know why you're living right now.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不把终点牢靠地找到，你就不知道你今天活着干嘛。
If we do not find firmly where we're heading, the place where we're heading, you do not know what you're living for.
你就跟你的同学走一样的跟进啊，怎么追求的一样，都一样。
Then your pursuit would be just like your classmates.
你也好像你的同事一样所追求的，我要怎么赚钱，哪钱，就只走那样的路。
And you will be pursuing things like your office mate. How do I make money? How do I go up?
最后我要提一件事情的，我们如何能够真的见到这些荣耀？
Lastly, I want to mention how do we see this glory?
弟兄姊妹，我们要单纯，要真实。
We have to be real. We have to be simple.
我对于江弟兄这用尼哥底母这个例子，蛮摸着我的。
I'm very touched by Brother Kong using the example of Nicodemus.
因为尼哥底母跟那少年的官都是来找耶稣的。
Because Nicodemus and that rich young ruler, both of them come to see Jesus.
但是两个来找耶稣，两个不同的结果的。
But the result of their seeking Jesus are different.
啊，一个因为一个从主那里得到什么叫重生。
We know one know what it means to be born again.
一个忧忧愁愁的走。
But the other left sadly.
弟兄姊妹，只是来寻求主不够。
It is not enough to just come and seek the Lord.
当然我们说不寻求就更糟糕了。
Of course we know if you don't even seek the Lord, it's even worse.
但是这两个人都是来寻求主的。
But both of these two come to seek the Lord.
关键在哪里？一个寻到，一个寻不到。
Critical thing is one find, the other didn't.
就在乎他的心态是如何。
It is about the heart attitude.
他能够里面 知道我要卑下来的。
One knows that I have to be humbled within.
他就寻见了。
Then he finds what he sees.
一个人里面不能够卑，就真的看见我愿意在主面前我谦卑下来。
If you cannot really see, I want to be humble before the Lord.
那我被许多事的捆绑住，我就走不了。
Then many things will bind you and you will not be able to walk.
撒该，一个有钱的税吏。
We know the rich tax collector Zacchaeus.
他为着见主。
Just to see the Lord.
他就爬上树上。
He climbed up the
tree. 你知道你如果是撒该，你想一想，我只想看一眼。
Maybe if you're Zacchaeus, you say, oh, I just want to take a look.
没想到主耶稣走到下面又抬头跟他讲话。
But then the Lord stopped before him and talked to him.
跟他说，我今天到你家住。
And the Lord said, today I will be at your house.
对撒该来讲，从来没想过，就看只想看耶稣走过就行了。没想到耶稣知道他在上面，跟他讲了一句话，我到你家来住。
To Zacchaeus, he just maybe want to take a look, and he didn't realize that the Lord knew about him and stopped and talked to him and said to want to be in his house.
我告诉你。撒该没有朋友的。
You know, Zacchaeus doesn't have any friends.
他敲诈都是所有他的犹太人。
Because he stole from people of his own race.
你想有哪一个会跟他做朋友的？
So think about it. Who wants to be his friend?
他只要走过来，人家就问你，要我的钱呢？
When he comes, people say, "Oh, you want my money?"
他没有朋友，但耶稣说我今天住到你家来。
He doesn't have any friend, and yet the Lord said, "Today I will be at your house."
这个人全变了。
And this person was totally changed.
一个这么爱钱贪财的人，最后基本上没钱。
This person who was so greedy and who loves money ended up without money.
说第一个，我们求主给我们一个单纯真实的心。
So let's ask the Lord to give us a simple and real heart.
第二个，教我们祷告。
Teach us to pray.
彭弟兄说 ，You have to know what you pray.
Brother,
你知道你在祷告什么吗
？Brother Pong said, "You have to know what you pray."
你要知道如何用讲的一些什么话到主面前。
You have to know what to say before the Lord.
出埃及记，我们看到摩西说，求你显出你的荣耀给我看。
We know in Exodus, Moses prayed, I beseech you, Lord, to show me your glory.
你说神真的做了，给他看到神的背影。
And truly, God did it and showed him his back.
弟兄姊妹，我们有一个心愿说，主啊，给我看到你的荣耀。
We need to have a heart to tell the Lord, show me your glory.
第二个，以弗所书教我们一个祷告，把智慧与启示的灵赏给我。
And then in Ephesians it says that you will give me the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
有些人没有，但主啊，怜悯我，赏给我。
I don't have this, but Lord, please give it to me.
使我真知道你。
That I will truly know you.
诗篇八十六篇说，主啊，我要荣耀你的名，直到永远。
And then in Psalm 86, it says, I will glorify your name forevermore.
我愿意吗？在我们生活中一生荣耀我的主的名。
Are we willing that in our daily lives we glorify His name forevermore?
So Dana 讲了一个，他说我们今天所追求。就是看见神的荣耀。
And that's why Dana said our pursuit today is to see His glory.
因为这个已经全包了。
Because this encompasses everything.
在不同的层次里面，主给我看见你的荣耀。
At different level, Lord, show me Your glory.
重要的是在能够在启示中看见他的荣耀。
And most importantly.Is to see His glory in Revelation.
我们唱这首诗歌好吧？我知道上个礼拜伟修跟大家唱，你知道我在里面带福音组，哎呦，我很想出来唱。
I know that Brother Weishou led us in this song last week. I was there outside, but I really wanted to come and join in.
我真想跟圣徒们一起说，只是他们有继续上下去，就开始 marching to Zion。
I want to be with the saints singing this and maybe end with marching to Zion.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. The King is coming soon. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. The King is coming soon. 再一次好不好? Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. The King is coming soon.
低头有点祷告。 Let us bow our heads in prayer.
主啊，求你吸引我们。
Lord, please draw us.
使我们成为一批能够寻求你荣耀的人。
That we will be a group that to seek your glory.
主啊，给我们也能够真正看见你荣耀的人。
And that we will be truly ones who see your glory.
主啊，你已经快回来了。主啊，更正我们的脚步，能够走在正路之上面。
Lord, we know you're coming back very soon. Adjust our step that we will be walking on the right path.
主啊，给我们都成为一批跟随。
That we will be those who follow the footsteps of the Lamb.
主，我们谢谢你这些的信息。
Lord, we thank you for all these messages.
做真实的工作在我们里面。
Lord, may you do that real work in us.
主，我们等候你。
Lord, we wait for you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.